World. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department is ordering the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave the country and allowing non-essential staff to leave Ukraine. The move comes amid heightened fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, despite talks between U.S. and Russian officials. The U.S. State Department stresses that Kiev's embassy will remain open and that the departure of families and some non-essential personnel is not an evacuation. At the same time, officials are warning all Americans against travel to Ukraine, as well as Russia, pointing in part to tensions between those two countries and in Russia because of potential harassment of U.S. citizens. Gunfire rang out late Sunday near the home of Burkina Faso's embattled president, Roch Marc Christian Kabore, raising the specter that a military coup might still be underway after the mutinous soldiers seized a military base earlier in the day. Government officials had sought to reassure people that the situation was under control, even as shots rang out for hours at the army base. But by day's end, anti-government protesters supporting the mutineers also had set fire to a building belonging to his party. 3 days of talks between a Taliban delegation led by acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mutaki, the Norwegian government and several allied countries have started in Oslo amid a deteriorating humanitarian situation in Afghanistan. Closed-door meetings that began Sunday have reignited a debate over whether they legitimize the Taliban government. The Taliban's deputy minister of culture and information tweeted a voice message from Mutaki expressing hopes that the talks in Norway will become a gateway for a positive relationship with Europe. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates has intercepted two ballistic missiles targeting Abu Dhabi. The state-run WAM news agency said missile fragments fell harmlessly over the capital. A video post to social media show the sky light up before dawn with points of light looking like interceptor missiles. The missiles fired disrupted traffic into the airport for about an hour after the attack. A spokesman for Yemen's Houthi rebel militia later said that they had launched attacks targeting both the Emirates and Saudi Arabia without elaborating. Monday's attack came a week after Yemen's Houthi rebels claimed an attack on the Emirati capital that killed three people. Authorities have lifted a month-long pandemic lockdown on the northern Chinese city of Xi'an and its 13 million residents. The announcement Monday followed the restart of commercial flights from the city the day before. It's been a cornerstone of the ruling Communist Party's zero-tolerance strategy toward COVID-19 that mandates lockdowns, travel restrictions, and mass testing whenever a case is discovered. It's about 600 miles southwest of Beijing, where the Winter Olympics opens February 4th. Access to the city was suspended December 22nd following an outbreak attributed to the Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Beijing, residents of a district of 2 million people are being tested due to several cases. Thousands of anti-mask and vaccine mandate protesters rallied on the Mall in Washington, D.C. on Sunday to voice opposition to the Biden administration's COVID-19 mask and vaccine policies. Gathering at the base at the Washington Monument and then marching to the Lincoln Memorial, the protesters held signs saying, "Make love not mandate and coercion is not choice." COVID-19 has killed more than 860,000 people in the United States in the two-year-long pandemic and has weighed heavily on the economy. On January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccination or testing mandate for large businesses, a policy the conservative justices deemed an improper imposition on the lives and health of many Americans, while endorsed a separate federal vaccine requirement for health care facilities. Again, thousands of anti-mask and vaccine mandate protesters rallied in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, voicing opposition to the Biden administration's COVID-19 mask and vaccine policies. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.